The views expressed by the host and guests of this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and positions of the Truth Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
Hello, hello. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You're listening to Faith Works Live. My name is Rebecca. Nice to meet you. Glad that we can join together at this time and explore how our faith works in our daily lives. And that means getting to know God, getting to know His heart. And particularly on Tuesdays, it's what we call Life Tuesday, which is tradition unlike any other, and it's something that's very close to my heart. We explore ways to live out our pro-life, and I'm very excited today because we have a special, unique ministry that is, again, close to my heart and one that I'm very familiar with. In fact, you, as the audience of Faith Works Live, under the kind and care of Mike Damastis, will be familiar with them as well, most likely, and that is the fine folks over at Ruth Harbor in Des Moines, and the head honcho, Mark McDougall, is with us. I know that's not what it says on your business card, Mike, but I like that better. I think that fits.
Oh, boy, that's not what it says.
It's not. It could be, though.
Wear of many hats is what it says if you read the fine print.
But you're the executive director of Ruth Harbor, and Mark, I know you've been on the show a few times, but it's good to have you in studio with me again. We've talked before, but it's been so long.
It has been. I'm so glad that you're here. Should I give Mike all the credit for inviting you over?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Well, we can give him all the credit.
Yeah. Good choice. And absolutely, I look forward to the conversation. I've enjoyed talking with you over the years, but it's been a while.
Yeah, I think you might have been one of my first, if not the first, one of the first interviews that I did on my first radio show, which is Life Right Now, which was obviously all focused on issues of life and how to be practical about our convictions in that way.
I remember it well, but I don't remember it as the first. So that well could be.
It's been, like you said, it's been a while, but I got to know Ruth Harbor through some of my work with that radio show, but I got to hear, to actually see Ruth Harbor and what you guys do, and it's something that struck me as an incredibly unique and so necessary ministry, and really a gem that we have it right here in our own backyard in Des Moines. For people whose ears are perking up, who maybe have heard the name Ruth Harbor, but they're not quite sure exactly what you do and what makes Ruth Harbor so special, can you give us a little bit of a rundown, just a quick picture of Ruth Harbor?
Glad to do that. I love talking about Ruth Harbor, not because it was my idea, but because it was God's idea. He laid it on the heart of three women here in our community. And next month, that will have been over 20 years ago.
Wow.
And operations began on Mother's Day of 2001. So we're about to mark a special day for Ruth Harbor. And at that time, we began to provide housing, programming, comprehensive services to young women who've experienced an unplanned pregnancy. And so as they find themselves in need of support, in need of making decisions about whether they will parent or place for adoption, whether they need a place to live, they needed not just housing, but needed help with career, with their schooling, debt. And that's where this word comprehensive services comes in. Wherever they are, wherever they were in life, we come alongside with them, walk with them, help them take the next step, and get back on their feet. And in that process, they live in our home. We live somewhat as a family. I say somewhat because we really try to live as a family. But we all know that agency workers cannot be family in the long run. And so the goal is to be family for the time. And then when they get out on their own, they understand and see because family has been modeled for them. So that's what we generally do, and we have a great staff of people who come alongside of them. The house parents obviously are there 24/7 and provide leadership, support, care. And then we have weekend staff that are house parents, that are an assistant house parent. And then there are backup house parents for when there's vacations and funerals and special meetings out of town or something like that. Then there's life coaches who help with a program or a plan to help each of the women determine their goals, set them intermediate steps they're going to take to get there. And then we have both a program director, and we also have a office manager. I wouldn't say staff manager, but it's office manager who oversees everything administratively.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
a fine crew of folks.
That's us, a wonderful crew of folks. It's a blessing to be able to work with them all. It really is.
And do you know how many young ladies have been through the program? I mean, 20 years is an awful long time, and I know that it's...
Over 100, under 500. I should know the answer to that. Oh, my goodness. Let me write a note. Learn that number. Okay.
I'm just curious, because I know that it impacts lives, but we do this on, I think, more and more that God works in individual relationships and individual hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So there are places for these big, wide, you know, million man kind of programs or initiatives.
Sure.
But I find the little miracles that happen when you develop true relationships one-to-one, you know, one heart touching another, one neighbor touching another, and building those relationships in our homes, in our families, in our communities. That seems to me to be the model of Christ and Christian living.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys do.
Christ spoke to the masses on occasion.
Yes.
But we know that a lot of his work was one-on-one, one-on-three, and that kind mm-hmm. of a thing. And we really feel that this is for people that are pro-life. One of the criticisms we often receive are, well, you just want to change our minds. You want to change, you know, legislature, whatever. Where's your action? You know, how do you live that out? Well, Ruth Harbor is the grassroots neighborhood response to the abortion issue by putting our feet to work and actually caring for the young women we say that we want to help.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. That is an objection that you probably have heard if you've been around the block a couple times on the issue of life. That is, oh, well, you know, maybe you only care about the baby once it's born, or you don't really care about what happens to mm-hmm. this poor mom. And that's not true. But Ruth Harbor presents a practical solution, like you're saying, a way to really, truly care for young women who may be in a crisis situation mm-hmm. and need extra support that maybe their, you know, biological family can't provide, that doesn't take away the need. If we're convinced that the unborn child deserves to be protected, and so does mama in that situation, mm-hmm. absolutely. But it doesn't end there. It doesn't kind of start and end right in that one circumstance when maybe she said, okay, I'm going to choose to have my child. The question is, now what? Mm-hmm. And how do we mm-hmm. help her? And that's mm-hmm. what you guys do as well.
Absolutely. And I think that that whole concept that you've just described grew on us as an organization, too, to the point that since we last talked in person, we realized that an unplanned pregnancy often lasts more than 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is the impact and getting back on one's feet can't always take place in the 2 to 6 months that we had to work with a young lady. So we have opened what we call the Mother and Child Program as part of Ruth Harbor. And that Mother and Child Program grew so quickly and so well that we realized we needed more space to do it. We couldn't do it all under one roof. So that's when we acquired the second house in Carlisle, and it is now primarily the home where young women go to care for their child after the baby's born. And we allow them to stay with us approximately 18 months. So the difference between a 6 to 8 month stay and now almost 2 years, if they were to go through both programs, is remarkably different. And we're having a greater impact in each of the lives we do have the opportunity to serve. And we believe they are better prepared to be independent or appropriately interdependent with the right people once they take off from Ruth Harbor.
And that's such a blessing as well, to be able to work with that woman and in her life and in her family's life now with her child for a much longer period of time. Mm-hmm. You can have such a great impact. Now, there's room for how many residents in each of the two facilities?
We can house several more than we actually do, but typically four. In each of our homes, plus, of course, four children. And sometimes we have a mom with more than one child. That's happened, too. So that gives you an idea. There is a little bit more room, but when you consider all that it takes to support one of the young ladies, all that's going on in her world, the interaction of all the ladies there, most of them young, most of them have not experienced a pregnancy, all the new hormones that they've not experienced.
That's a roller coaster.
Yeah, there's plenty of activity in our homes. Plenty of activity.
Well, and you have, as you mentioned, you have kind of a house parent situation with Ruth Harbor, mm-hmm. too. So young ladies are coming to your ministry for help, and they get the chance to experience a family atmosphere within the home.
Mm-hmm. Sitting down to a family meal is new to many of the young women. Not all of them. But many, and experiencing what it is like to interact with a male who is a friend, but is not a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that protocol and getting along with others, realizing that we can work and live together, and that it's my turn to set the table, and it's your turn to do the dishes, you know, and it's my turn to clean up the kitchen, and it's your turn to dust in the living room, that type of thing. A lot of the young women. Basic life skills, everything from greeting skills, like when I walked into the studio today, you stood, you greeted me, you looked at me, you reached out, and don't tell anybody, but we did shake hands, didn't we?
We did,
no?
Yes. Proud to say. We're not afraid of cooties here.
My point is that those basic skills, all the way to understanding how to care for a car, manage your money, pay down and get rid of debt, relationships that have blown up on these young women, either because of maybe a couple of poor decisions they made, or sometimes no fault of their own. They've come from abuse in their background. They've had parents who've walked away from them and so on. So they have a lot of trauma to overcome, and they have a lot to learn and to catch up with maybe someone who's been in a stable home, stable environment, and some of the things we take for granted, they need to still tackle. So that's what they do as they live and move through the pregnancy. The pregnancy is just the opportunity to get to do all these other things. And of course, when they say, why do you do this? You know, we don't get it. It doesn't cost us anything. You know, then that is when the door opens wide to say, you know what? Because God loved us, He's asked us to turn around and love you. Before we knew who your name was or your situation, we opened this place to demonstrate God's love to you. And that's when the young women get to hear and see the most as it relates to who Jesus is in the gospel.
That is a perfect place just to take a little pause, because we're going to come back to that. We're talking with Mark McDougall of Ruth Harbor Ministry. You're going to want to find out ways to support their amazing mission. You'll also hear and get to meet a young lady with a powerful story when we come back here on Faith Works Live.
Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
You're listening to Faith Works Live. I am Rebecca Haney. I am loving this hour so far. And if you just tuned in, you're in for a treat, because we get to focus on the fine folks at Ruth Harbor Ministry. And there's so much that they do so very well. As you know, that this is Tuesday. This is Life Tuesday. Typically, we hear from Tim Overland, who is my designated co-captain on Life Tuesdays. He's from Personhood, Iowa. He has to be out today. But I know he's listening online. So, Tim, we miss you. Hope you're having safe travels, a great day. And especially Mark misses you, because
it's
really outnumbered right now. So many ladies. And in fact, we've got a special guest who will join us in the second half of the hour to tell her story. And can't wait.
That'll be great.
I can't wait for that. But one of the reasons that it's great to talk to you, it's great to talk to you anytime, but especially now, because there's an opportunity that's coming up for people to help support the great work that Ruth Harbor does. So let's talk a bit about that.
On May 8th, coming up soon, is our Walk for Life. It's something that we do annually that allows the community to engage and be involved in a practical way to help us raise awareness of Ruth Harbor's services, but also to raise funds. And it's a real simple concept. And that is that people register to be a walker, And then they say to their friends and neighbors and family, hey, I'm going to be walking for Ruth Harbor. And they say, who is that? What is that? What are you doing? And then that's when they raise awareness by saying, well, Ruth Harbor does this. They help young women get back on their feet after an unplanned pregnancy. And how can they be involved? Well, they can support the walker who registers. They can support them by contributing or by being a walker along with them and just coming to the walk. And the goal, obviously, is for each walker to raise funds. And one of the ways we allow them to do that is when they register, they get their own little walk page, an actual website type thing that they can send links to their friends. And as people say, Rebecca, I'm going to give you $50 if you go to Ruth Harbor and do that walk. Then you register on there, and there's a little thermometer. A little thermometer, a little red mercury goes up, and then you say, okay, I'm going to raise $250. That's what we hope each walker will raise. Mm-hmm. And so I give you 50, Ron gives you 50, and pretty soon you're just on your way. And then that builds into the entire Walk for Life plan to have 250 people join us, raising $250 each. And so that's our goal. And, of course, these dollars will be used to fund and care for the young women that we serve through the coming year.
And it really is just that simple. I've logged on to the page. So if you go to Ruth Harbor's main website, that's an easy way to find out to register and to get involved, as Mark is talking about. So it's ruthharbor.org, ruthharbor.org. And right there at the top of the page, you can see Register Now, Walk for Life. And the theme is, this is why we walk for life. Uh-huh. And we've got those great reason. Each one of us has a reason that we would walk for life. And many of those reasons have cute faces and names.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do.
So if you go to that page, you click, it's just really a couple of clicks. I know I am registered as of today. So
I
get to
participate. Thank you for registering.
This will be really
fun. Our office staff knew that, and they notified me as I walked in the door today, and I thought, oh, I need to tell her. Thanks for being a registered walker, Rebecca.
You can't get away from me that easy. I'm going to be a part of this. And you can also choose, as we were talking about before, 2020 changed so many things. And you were saying yesterday, or just before we started talking on the air, which is when all the best conversations happen,
No
one else can hear
it. Of course.
But I'm going to bring it up now,
okay,
that you guys had to go through quite a bit taking quite a few turns last year.
We had it all set up, and then all of a sudden, COVID comes along and say, okay, this isn't going to work the way we have it set up. So we switched and did a virtual walk last year, but it was still very successful, and people tuned in for a launch that we did live on Facebook, and they walked in their neighborhoods and on their treadmills. And our t-shirt last year even had little boxes, I Walk for Life, and then you could check the box where you
nice.
Walked. So it was a unique year for a t-shirt as well.
Well, and we can do that. So that's an option that you're offering again this year, if you like. Now, I prefer the in-person option because that just feels so much more special, and you get to see everybody else, and it's much more like a party. And I'm on board for that.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's going to be great weather. So there's that aspect.
Thank you for that guarantee. Many of us were wondering.
I know. It's going to be great weather. I prayed about it. So you're covered. On May 8th, it's going to be great weather. But if you prefer to walk virtually, or walk, you know, wherever you are, like you said, treadmill or your neighborhood,
family.
That's totally fine too.
We've got many people who say, oh, I cannot come this year. It's on my daughter's graduation day or something like that. Well,
sure.
Guess what?
not off the hook.
You can always say, no, we're not going to do it. But the real truth is that if you would like to be involved, you can walk anytime that day, day before, a couple days after. It's not about walking at the same exact location or time. It's a matter of the raising of awareness and raising funds and helping Ruth Harbor. So people can walk anytime. Our walk this year is at 9:30 to 11:30. So one of the tweaks we've made, even again over previous years, is that we are giving a two-hour window for people to come walk, so that instead of 200, 250 people all going down the street at the same time, This will stream it out to 2, 4, 10, when it, whoever.
Sure.
And they can walk with family or with a small group or with their church family or something like that. Or they can walk completely on their own with their daughter, with their wife, whatever.
Well, I have to say that there is a little bit of healthy competition among the church community.
I'm aware of that.
For example, at my fine church, which is Fort Des Moines Church of Christ, and you know Pastor Mike Damastis is all over this, and he's encouraging support from our congregation, and he just says, you know, we have to beat the folks at West Kirk. We have a goal, and it's, you know, from the goodness of our hearts, we want to support, you know, it's in Christian love, we just really want to beat the Presbyterians this year, I guess.
I have been in the goal. Middle of this for many, many years, and I know when to back out and say, I love you all, and whoever, you know, may the best group win.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
So we've got two
it
Pastor Mikes
fun.
At war, because Pastor Mike
fun,
Mudloff
though.
Is there, too. So, yep. That's
wonderful guys. I appreciate them both.
They truly are.
Yeah.
A little bit of healthy, holy
you
competition,
bet.
I guess.
And
there's nothing wrong with that when it's for such a good cause. So I've just posted the link. So if people are listening and they want an easy way to get involved, I found my page link and I posted it on our Facebook page, which is FaithWorks Live. So if you see the live stream, quick link, if you're already convinced, you're like, yes, I want to support, then there's an easy way for you to do it and help contribute to this event. But if you want to participate too, you can easily do that, just like I did. Go to ruthharbor.org and click the big banner, This Is Why We Walk for Life, and you can get signed up to walk yourself and then invite your friends, your family, you know, your coworkers. Do you accept dogs? Can people walk their dogs too?
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. Well, I've got two dogs, so
okay.
They are always encourage us. We might
do
just have to bring a posse.
Too?
They might. They're the popular ones in our family. So that's a whole new level.
Okay.
We need to talk about that marketing opportunity during the break. You're listening to FaithWorks Live. We'll be right back and you'll get to meet Hannah and hear her story. Don't want to miss it.
Welcome to FaithWorks Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
Our friends at Iowans for Life have been advocating and fighting for life ever since 1972, and they preserve and promote and protect the dignity of human life from conception until natural death. So from the very beginning until God calls us home. So they cover the whole gambit. They are instrumental in efforts at the State House to protect life, like the Protect Life Amendment is one big example that we've been talking about quite a bit this year. But they do so much more than that. And you can find out more at iowansforlife.org. That's iowansforlife.org. And you can also learn a little bit more about our friends at Animus Beef. You've heard me talk about them and just brag on how good their beef is, but you should try it for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. I know you're smart people, and I know you like to, you know, experiment and to check things out for yourself. So go and see what a little bit of Animus Beef does in your life. I think it's amazing dinners. At least my family, it took a vote and it was unanimous that they love Animus Beef. But find out more about their naturally home-raised Angus butcher beef. You can order online at animusbeef.com. That's animusbeef.com. That's how it sounds. Tastes even better. It tastes like dinner at our house more often than not, because I'm a huge fan of the slow cooker as a working mom coming back from the studio. And you put a roast in there with some potatoes and simple, delish. My name is Rebecca. Hi. You're listening to FaithWorks Live, and today is an exciting day for me because it's Life Tuesday, and I think it's one of the most important ways that we can, as Christians, mirror and really just get closer to the heart of God by loving what He loves, caring for the people that He cares for. And there's a great ministry right here in Des Moines that does exactly that for young moms in a crisis situation, in an unplanned pregnancy, and they need help, and maybe they're not exactly sure where they're going to go. But there is a place for them to go. And we are so fortunate to have that in Des Moines. It's called Ruth Harbor. And if you've never heard of Ruth Harbor, well, you're hearing about them now. You're hearing about them today. I'm proud to introduce them to you. But there's a wonderful opportunity that you have to support their mission and their ministry, which is one of the reasons we're talking about it today. But I get to hear the story, because there's nothing more powerful than a true story of hope. And Hannah has come into the studio today. And Hannah, I am so glad that you're here. Hello.
I'm glad to be here.
Welcome. And I will say that you've brought an incredibly cute guest along with
I
you.
I did.
Your partner is, Mark is shaking his head that it's not him.
You're straight.
You heard Mark. You know, Mark, you have many charms as well, but I was not referring to you.
The cutest one of all three.
Exactly. And if you're watching our, live stream, you can meet Mr. Asher, who is 7 months old.
Yes.
Oh,
as of yesterday.
His little suspenders and everything.
Yep.
So, buddy, there you go. I'm so glad he's here today, too. So we'll probably do most of our talking with you, since Asher is occupied at the moment. Mark is babysitting.
Yes.
But let's meet you and hear a little bit of your story. What brought you to Ruth Harbor? Let's start there.
So I found out I was pregnant in January of 2021. And it was just not the ideal time for me to be pregnant. I had...
So that was just last year?
Yes. Okay. Yep. So I had a strained relationship with my family at the time because of choices that I had made. And so it was not going to work for me to stay there through my pregnancy. And so with nowhere to go, my mom and I... we're like, what are we going to do? So we went to the internet, as we all do, and sure. Googled for places to go. And we stumbled upon Ruth Harbor. And living in Creston, which is only an hour south of here, we had never heard of it before. So I filled out the application, and within a day, I got a call. And I moved in a couple of days later. And it was just way more than I had imagined it would be. It really helped me to transform my life in so many ways, and I'm so grateful for Ruth Harbor.
So as you're moving from the Creston area and coming up to Des Moines and getting introduced to the Ruth Harbor House, what are some of the first things, the impressions that you had that were maybe a little bit different than what you expected?
Well, when... before I had even gone to the house and I was reading through, you know, the website, and there were rules and there were, you know, all of these things. And I was a 24-year-old woman who had graduated from college and had been on my own. So I was like, oh, I do not want I don't want rules. I don't want all of this. I have my own car. I've, you know, all of that stuff. And so my first impressions were like, I'm just going to suck it up, and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to, you know, have a place to stay for the remainder of my pregnancy, and then I'm going to go back to the life I was living, which was not a good life. And so when I got there, it was completely different than I had imagined. It felt like home from the very first day. The house parents, Sean and Carol, were incredible. They made me feel like I was part of the family. And I was actually the only resident there for the remainder of my stay. So it, I was able to get super close to them. And they planted seeds in me, prayed with me every day about my decision, whether I was going to place my child or parent my child. They had shown me videos of parenting, and I spoke with an adoption counselor. So they had, you know, really come alongside me in such a difficult, confusing time, and helped me to really reshape my life and realize that I could be a mom to this baby boy. So it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, and that's a very momentous kind of thing when you realize I'm going to have a baby, but I'm going to be a mom.
Yeah.
I mean, those two kinds of thoughts can be somewhat separated or disjointed in our heads, and you realize, oh, wow, I'm a mom.
Right.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that the Ruth Harbor model has the training that's in place to kind of not just give you some good practical skills, but mm-hmm. also empower that in yourself mm-hmm. and know, hey, I have the strength to do this, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, because, you know, going in, I didn't know. I really did think I was going to give him up. I thought that was the best for him. And then, you know, God just really softened my heart and said, you know, I gave him to you for a reason, and you're going to be a mom. And really, through my stay there, I became the mom that he needed, and I can now give him the life that I wanted him to have. So
that's beautiful. Now, you mentioned a little bit about spiritual things. Is that something you were interested in when you came to Ruth Harbor, or how did that work out?
So I grew up in a Christian family, grew up in a Baptist church and went to Christian school all my life. And even in college, I was a part of the UNI NAVS. And so after college, I had gone through some struggles that took me away from my relationship with God. And I, at that time, didn't even believe in God anymore. And I had always had a relationship with God from a really young age. I mean, I was baptized at 8, and you know, just even going to Christian school, I was taught all the time. And so it was really the situation that brought me back, and I never really thought my relationship with the Lord could be repaired after I had done so many horrible things, in my opinion. Ruth Harbor just showed me that, you know, my sin's been bought and paid for, and I can come back, and he's welcoming me with open arms, and he always had a plan for me. And Amen. Before I came, I had just wanted to die. I didn't think there was a life for me, let alone another life that was coming in. And it was a confusing, challenging time. So I'm so thankful for Ruth Harbor, and so thankful that God never gave up on me.
Well, and now, I mean, if we want to fast forward, amen to everything you just said. And as we're getting to meet and see the smile and the big blue eyes of your gentleman, Mr. Asher,
yes.
I mean, it's hard to imagine life without him.
I mean, yeah.
He's here, and we're so blessed. Just
he's
now.
He's my whole world. Yes.
If you're not on Facebook right now, you really need to be, because you get the full benefit of the cuteness that is on camera over at our FaithWorks Live Facebook page now. So where are you headed to now? What are some of the next steps that you're taking, your next phase in your life with Asher?
So upon leaving Ruth Harbor, I went home and I got to stay with my parents, and we were just there for 5 months. I got to be a mommy for the first 5 months, really just focus on him. And then I saw that Ruth Harbor had openings for a house parent assistant position. And so I, you know, really prayed on that, and talked to Mark and Stacy, and they set me up with an interview. And so now we are actually living in the Des Moines house upstairs, in the upstairs apartment. And I am the house parent assistant at Ruth Harbor. And so it's just really cool that God's using me and what I went through to help other women going through different but similar situations. So
cool. That is like double cool. I love that. That's cool.
Yes.
Exponentially.
Yes.
You are hearing the awesome story of Hannah and her awesome son, Asher. And Mark McDougall is with us playing babysitter right now. But we'll be right back to share just a little more about Ruth Harbor and how you can support their amazing ministry. Stay tuned.
Welcome to FaithWorks Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
Our friends at Inner Visions Pregnancy Resource Center are here for women in crisis pregnancy, and they have two different clinics, one on the west side, one on the south side. And at either place, young women get hope and practical help, pregnancy testing, STD testing, confirmation ultrasounds, and they provide the counsel to help empower women to choose life, and to make that choice is so essential. So they even let you call 24 hours a day, and that number is 515-440-2273, 515-440-2273, pardon me. My name is Rebecca Haney, and sometimes I get numbers in the right order. You're listening to FaithWorks Live, and Ron Carlson is our producer. He's laughing at me right now, but I'm glad you're here anyway, Ron.
How's it going, eh?
I'm glad you're on the board because you make the magic happen. So thank you for that. And we have a full house here in studio. The fine folks at Ruth Harbor are dedicated to the mission of helping young women in a crisis pregnancy situation. And they are they're there for the long haul. And that's one of the great, I think, benefits of and unique treasures of this specific type of ministry is that they can come alongside young women and really bring them in and give them a family, give them a place, give them a refuge. That's the word that I think of with Ruth Harbor. Ruth Harbor is a refuge right here in Des Moines, and they also have a home in Carlisle too, which is exciting. But we've been hearing a little bit about Hannah's story and getting to meet her and her 7-month-old cutie patootie son, Asher. And Hannah, you mentioned just the struggles of the crisis pregnancy situation in a strained relationship with your family. You said you had a faith background and had been very involved in your faith, and then life takes a turn. And so I wonder if you could speak to that specific situation, because there are young women that maybe they've grown up in church, or they understand, maybe they've gone to Sunday school, they have this background in faith, and then for whatever reason, they find themselves in a situation where they've made the wrong choices, or, you know, something has occurred that's caused them to question that, and that's, unfortunately, there are women who feel pressured to say, well, I can't talk about this with my family. I'm going to let somebody down. I can't bring this up in church. And so maybe abortion looks like the only way, even though it's not what, you know, you would do in any other time. But this circumstance, it feels like the shame is real and the guilt is real. And that's pushing you into to making a choice you never thought you'd make. And I wonder if you might have some words for a woman in that type of situation.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like you said, yeah, my family was, I grew up in a Christian home, and so they were already so disappointed in how my life had, kind of evolved. And so I felt like I cannot tell them this one more thing. You know, they're just going to be like, oh, my goodness. Like, so so, yeah, that thought did cross my mind. But then I just knew that was something I couldn't do. I knew at the time, or I thought I knew, that I couldn't be a mom, but I knew that abortion was something I couldn't do. Even talking with my sister, she even kind of said, are you sure you want to go through with the pregnancy and let mom and dad down and, you know, all of this stuff? And talking with her, I was like, well, she thinks that's what I should do, so maybe that is what I should do. And at the time, I wasn't close to the Lord anymore, so I didn't even pray, which is, you know, the thought did come to my mind, but I was like, he let me down, last time there was a big need, and so I didn't feel like I could do that, and I was harboring anger towards the Lord, and I felt like I did have to tell my mom, and that I couldn't go through with an abortion, and so I did, and I'm so glad that I did. And so, you know, the words that I have to say to any other young woman going through that is to act on that small feeling that you can't do that. And that's not a decision that you would feel comfortable making. And even if it's the smallest, like a 10% feeling of I can't do this, do not hesitate to act on that feeling. And there's places that you can go. And at the time, I felt so hopeless, like there isn't anywhere to go. And I thought, well, am I going to be homeless? Like, what am I going to do? And so to them, there's hope. There's help. And Ruth Harbor is one of those organizations. So,
oh, that's beautiful, Hannah. And I know it's real that there are women who face those kinds of struggles. But I also know that when you empower women with the resources that they need, the support, and just allow what God is doing in their hearts as our children grow inside us, mm-hmm. you know, there's just something that starts taking over. And it is, I think, this it's a beautiful thing. It's almost a mystery, but it's how that motherhood unfolds within us, and it changes you. And you aren't the same afterwards. So even if women are scared or they're feeling pressure that they can't be a mom or we can't go through these changes, I can't have a baby. When you empower women, you give them the space and the peace and the support that they need. They're going to make that right decision.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yes.
going to be able to support the life that God's given them.
Right. Yeah.
Mark, you are an amazing babysitter. I will say that.
Can we have this interview again next week? Because this is the longest that Asher and I have had a chance to play before.
You guys are bonding.
They are.
There's some guy
we
time
really
going on.
Would like some airtime, though.
He is. He's right
Let
there with the
speak.
Microphone. Oh, buddy. You are. This is perfect. You can come back anytime. I promise. And actually, this is kind of a cool day, Hannah. I wanted to mention this. That today is an anniversary for you today.
It is. Yes. Yes. This is the anniversary of the day that I walked through the doors of Ruth Harbor, which is so cool.
And
so,
look at you now.
Yeah. And now I'm here on the radio.
Yay!
Which is also
Mom.
Something I would have never done. So.
Hopefully it's not been too scary.
No. Like we've said, I've had a couple others, so I'm getting more accustomed to it now.
Well, you're a pro. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. You're blessing us by being here and by sharing the joy of your son and the joy of his exuberant life. So glad you're here. And Mark, I'm glad you're here, too.
Thank you.
Mark McDougall, the executive director of Ruth Harbor. Now, we've only got a couple of minutes left because, of course, when I'm having fun, time flies.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to mention one more time that you can support the amazing work of Ruth Harbor Ministries at the Walk for Life, which is going on May 8th. And I've shared a quick link to my little walk page on our Facebook feed if you'd like to support that, if that's a decision that, that's an easy way to do it. And we would appreciate that so much. You can also participate and walk yourself, either in person or virtually. So an easy way to find out more is to go to RuthHarbor.org and then just click on Walk for Life. This is why we walk for life. And I love that theme, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Hannah is why we walk for life.
Yes,
absolutely. I would agree.
Thank you. And Asher.
Okay, sorry.
And that's the thing. Like, we can't talk about this in the abstract.
No,
it's real when there are real faces and names that are written in God's book of life today because of the work that you guys do at Ruth Harbor. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting. I'm getting a little bit of lump in my throat when I talk about that. So I better move on. Otherwise, I'll be a radio host that can't talk. And that doesn't work. But so Mark, thank you again for joining us. I know we've just got a couple of minutes left. So if you want to encourage people just one more time about the work at Ruth Harbor, and you've said a few times, this doesn't cost the women who go through the program anything. So it really does rely on support of generous folks that are out there listening right now.
Yeah, the costs of running Ruth Harbor are great, not because of just what we do, but who it is that delivers those services. So we have a staff. We don't just provide a program or a meal or a computer or something. It's all of life.
Mm-hmm.
So they're living with us. So it's the structure, the homes, the utilities to run those homes. It's the staff members who are trained and skilled to serve the women. And yes, it does take dollars, and we think every dime is worth it, and others that experience life change at Ruth Harbor. So yeah, we hope people will find in themselves, hey, this is an opportunity for me to engage and to help and to do something practical and very helpful to Ruth Harbor by raising funds and raising awareness through the walk.
Ruth Harbor is a refuge of hope for young women in a crisis pregnancy situation, and you can be a part of blessing the lives of young women just like Hannah here in Des Moines. Go to RuthHarbor.org and click on the Walk for Life link and sign up to walk. If you do, I'll see you there. This has been a fast hour and a fun hour. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. God willing, we'll see you again tomorrow.